Oh, Lindsay Baseball, what do you got?
Well, what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. And I'm hoping actually to get out to Morongo next week, trying to get trying to get Morales to go after the golf outing.
Oh, Morongo's so much fun. The pool there is good. The food's good.
Last time I went there, I lost a lot of money.
Yeah.
I lost all my money there very quickly.
Yeah. Here's your chance to get it back.
We used to do the shows for CBS2 at Monarch at Morongo. It's really good. Really? That steakhouse up on top? Oh, yeah. Get down. Me and Jim Hill having steak up there? Oh, yeah.
I would kill for that.
I've ate at the steakhouse there.
Fantastic.
It's good.
Very good. Steak dinner with Jim Hill sounds like the greatest night of your life.
He doesn't drink, so you're the one drinking by yourself.
That's fantastic.
It's wonderful. Oh. Yeah, so Morongo's fun. It's a lot of fun. And the outlets are right next door.
Yeah, I hope to make it out there next week. But if you guys didn't know, everyone's talking about how hot it's going to be this weekend with some parts of LA getting into like 115, 120 degrees. Hopefully
we're fleeing.
You're fleeing? Where are you going?
We're going to Cambria.
Oh, okay.
We just decided.
What's Cambria?
It's like a little north of Pismo Beach, like 3 hours. We're just driving north until the average temperature gets
north.
You get like more of a breeze, I guess. Thankfully, I live right on the beach where we have a lot of a breeze, but I was getting ready to put my little portable air conditioner away for like the summer. Uh-oh. I bought it just for my dog, even though I have central air.
Chewy!
My roommate always complains that it's too cold, so I bought this for Chewy for when it gets really hot. But I'm like, nope, got to keep it out one more weekend because it's going to be really, really hot this weekend. And a lot of people are probably going to flock to the local beaches to escape the heat. However, the LA County Department of Public Health has issued a high bacteria warning at 4 mm-hmm. area beaches.
Come on.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yep, and lucky for me, it's right across where I live. Health officials are urging residents and visitors to stay out of the water at the following beaches: Santa Monica Pier, Mother's Beach in Marina Del Rey, Inner Cabrillo Beach in San Pedro, Inner Cabrillo Beach.
Cabrillo Beach in San Pedro.
Yep.
In San Pedro. Yeah.
Pedro.
Okay.
Yeah. It says Pedro, but the local call it Pedro.
I don't know. I just, you know, that's like what Puff Daddy says. He always says Pedro.
Yeah. It's San Pedro. We'll give you the cred.
And Topanga Canyon Beach in Malibu. So
those are like super
popular. Those are like the four most popular beaches in
LA. Well, they're saying to stay out of the water there at all those beaches. So it looks like I have to come up with new plans for the weekend because
Hermosa. Go down to Hermosa.
Yeah, I could.
It's gonna be so.
Taylor said no, no Hermosa for Lindsay, huh?
Stay away. That's my neck of the woods.
Oh, you live in Hermosa?
Torrance.
Oh yeah, so you're in Hermosa all the time. Yeah.
I don't go to I live literally like 100 yards from Mother's Beach. I don't go into that water because it's stagnant.
Yeah.
Because it's in the marina, you know, and they have it's all roped off and whatever for all the boats and everything.
Nope.
I go on the other side, but I always go to Santa Monica. But now like
Lindsay,
can't go there.
You got central air, turn that bad boy on and sit there and namaste.
Mm-hmm. I guess maybe I'll go to the casino this weekend instead.
It's so damn hot.
Yes.
Yeah. You want air conditioning.
Yeah.
Casino.
Yeah,
yeah,
it is always cold there.
There it is.
Yeah, we checked into that too.
All right, so Cabrillo and San Pedro,
mm-hmm. Santa Monica,
Santa Monica, Marina, Mother's Beach, where Mario Ruiz took me one time. We had a great time there.
Yeah, Chewy loves that beach.
And then Topanga
mm-hmm.
in Malibu.
Yep. Stay out of the water.
Those are the ones when you're working in local news. Okay, we need a shot of the beach.
Yeah.
Go to one of those.
The a-hole people there.
Oh man, that sucks. It's supposed to be like 105 at the Rose Bowl this weekend.
It's not okay.
Yeah, I'm leaving. I'm out of town. I'm going to Cambria.
You know, it only does that once. Granted, I was gone for like a week and a half, but I feel like out here it only gets that hot. Like, in the valley.
Labor Day.
Yeah, like 1 week out of the year.
This is why I have a problem with pumpkin spice latte being out right now. It's too damn hot. The Starbucks downstairs changing the paperwork.
Can you do an iced pumpkin spice latte?
Yeah, but it's still
matter.
A fall flavor.
It's a fall flavor. I don't need fall.
But once you put ice on it, it's fine.
No.
No?
No. No.
They raised the price.
Of course they did. Inflation. Duh.
Because they can.
Pumpkins
people
be expensive.
People are going to pay it.
Pumpkins be expensive.
Milk is expensive. Cream is expensive. Ice is expensive.
Spice used to be currency.
Yeah.
It is again,
that's
apparently.
True. Yeah. They put gold flakes on your pumpkin spice. I used to love pumpkin spice,
I am not
a pumpkin spice hater.
This guy I know named Hooter Moreno. He's a comedian. He has a podcast with Yo-Yo-Yo, his dad's Martin. This dude is about 6'5", 230, 240. He's the most basic pumpkin spice guy. He cannot wait for flannel season and pumpkin spice season, and he makes no apologies for it.
Nor should he.
Yes, he should.
No, he should not.
It's August. You don't need a pumpkin spice.
It's not a need. It's a want.
The Starbucks downstairs, I went in there yesterday. Like, hey, the refreshers. Because I only know how to order at Starbucks off of the pictures. Because I don't know. Because I order my coffee. Is,
like, is this like a Chris Tucker situation? No, functionally illiterate, nobody knows?
Because I drink coffee black. So in the morning, I know how to get just black coffee. Boom. So when I come here, I don't drink coffee. And if I do, I'll buy one of those like cream kind of things, whatever that they got. And I know, I just point at the picture what they got. But there's a refresher that I have lately. And I'm like, hey, the refresher.
Here comes that guy who doesn't know how to read again.
Yes, that's it. So I told Lindsay this yesterday.
Be nice. Don't make him seem self-conscious. Just so, be nice. He'll point it to what he wants.
Lindsay, okay. Did I not walk in yesterday with a coffee thing?
Yeah.
A cream thing? Because I was like, oh, I ordered the thing on there. I'm like, because I didn't know. I was like, hey, you guys don't happen to have the refreshers. What happened? Like, oh, we're changing the board.
Half the time he leaves with a macchiato. He doesn't know how he got it.
He has no clue. No,
that's the thing with the whipped cream, right? No, I ain't leaving with that.
I pointed to the wrong thing.
Yeah. So yesterday I'm like, Linz, I didn't know how to order. And like, so they gave me a small one. The girl, I was like, don't you have the pineapple thing? Mentioned the names. I'm like, ooh, the one with the chunks, I said. And I'm not being difficult. I just don't know the names of it. So today I came back, same girl. It's like, oh, pineapples. And she gave me this monster thing. This size right here.
Can you explain to me what was in there? Was there popcorn in that?
It's not popcorn. It's pineapple.
It looked like popcorn.
It's a pineapple refresh lemon.
Yeah, so it's pineapple refresher lemonade. It's lemonade. It's got pineapple like flavoring.
Uh-huh.
And but then it has like little chunks of pineapples in it.
So what I thought was popcorn was actually pineapple.
Yeah, it's really good.
That's delicious.
They used to have a kiwi one. Oh, that was my favorite.
Yeah, it wasn't on the pictures.
Yeah,
I didn't see that one.
That one's like the springtime one. I can't
order it if there's not a picture.
And then strawberry.
What would you do with your brain if you
had one?
Ah, nice pull.
And then pineapple.
Taylor, I love you, man. You're good.
You just got to order them off the app.
Oh, there's no way I can find that on the app. There's no way.
They have the pictures on the app, too.
Do they?
Okay. Yeah.
See, I only go to Starbucks when I'm here.
They got all the pictures for every drink you want.
So in the morning, that's when I have my coffee at home, right? And if I do take the kids to school, then I'll get a coffee, just an Americano. I'm good. Just black coffee. I don't drink sugar or anything like stuff like that. So when I come here to the Starbucks, I'm like, I don't want to drink a soda from the machine here, right? So I want a little boost. And it's been hot. It's like almost 90 degrees every time we come up here downtown L.A., so I've been ordering these refreshers here.
Methamphetamine?
Just
a little something.
So I used to order
pixie dust.
So when I first started working here, I used to order the pink drink. It was like Pink Dragon or something like that.
Yeah, that's what made me really...
That's the one that made you sick.
Yeah, because it was the cream.
The day
the
she
cream.
Got sick...
You know, you would talk about things that sound like drugs.
Yeah.
Give me the Pink Dragon.
Well, that's
what it was.
Mason drinks it too. And wait till he gets sick off the heavy cream.
She got sick, so I'm like, never again.
It was actually his nickname.
And then I saw the pineapple. I'm okay. That's what I'm going to do. All right. So it's the refresher, but I don't need half a gallon of
this
stuff.
No, that's too big a drink of anything.
Absolutely.
That's entirely too big.
It is, but I was like, I don't know the size of these things.
I don't drink coffee.
What's wrong with you? You're a writer.
I just don't drink coffee.
You drink tea?
Sometimes.
Mushroom tea?
Occasionally.
What do you drink in the morning?
I drink crap caffeine. Like, I drink really bad
Monsters
caffeine.
Or what?
Yeah, similar, when you wake up, what do you do?
Like, I
don't drink coffee.
We actually buy
pack of smokes, pack of camels.
Water. We have that, like the
caffeine water.
It's caffeinated water. It's exactly what you think it is. It's caffeinated water.
How?
So it hydrates and dehydrates you
at the same time. So I do that. I drink a lot of Coke Zero. It's not,
all that before 9 a.m.?
I will have usually the water. I try to hold off on bubbly caffeine until like 10:30.
Yeah, because coffee's bad for you.
No, I didn't say it. I don't drink. I don't not drink it because it's bad for
you.
Me.
Just don't
I
like
just
it.
Don't drink it. Right. I never.
I don't drink coffee either. I mean, like sometimes I'll drink it to warm up if somewhere doesn't have hot chocolate. Yeah. But I'm not like a big coffee person.
I didn't start drinking coffee until a few years ago.
Yeah, when I'm 40, being good, I try to drink iced tea. Like that's. Sort
I
of,
love iced tea.
Yeah.
Ice tea's my jam.
When I get off soda for a while, I'll drink a lot.
So you have a Coke Zero every day?
Yeah, at least.
How many of them?
The 2 liter? No. I would say I probably average one or two, if not a Coke Zero.
So that's three.
Equivalent of that.
So that's three.
That's not bad.
Like those sparkling ice things with a cap, like those are good.
Yeah, but those are bad for you. Those are all sugar.
No, they're not. They're zero calories.
Oh, okay. Okay, I didn't know they had the zero.
Zero calories, but how many sugars?
No sugars. That's okay. How you get
zero
calories.
Yeah, that's where.
All right. Well, I've never drank any of those.
I like.
They just taste weird.
I drink Mio. Like I just
oh, yeah.
have I buy the energy meal. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Orange vanilla one is my favorite. Uh-huh. And I'll get like a case of those and I'll just walk around with a jug of water and just pour that in there.
We do a lot of that. And like, it's not like I'm too vain to do the sugar, but I'll take the chemicals.
See, the community agrees with me. The vice president of the Handsome Men's community, no joke, Duran Sports. Some restaurants I only order if I see the pictures. Sushi and boba. Yeah, boba throws me off, man.
The difference is I know Clinton can read.
No, this is the vice president.
Oh, okay.
Not the president. Clinton's in New York right now. Yeah, no. Yeah, you're right. Like, especially when I go to, the one that gets me is the boba spot. I don't drink that. I don't like it, but my kids do.
I don't know what boba is.
It's the one that has like the little balls at the bottom.
Oh,
of the,
okay.
Tapioca
balls.
The tapioca,
ugh,
yeah.
No, not for me.
Yeah, it tastes all right. Like, I don't like stuff
like that in my drink.
Yeah, but I'm like, I don't know. There's nothing wrong with ordering just off of the pictures, man.
No, I mean, food especially.
Yeah.
Give me that. Like, when I used to work, my first job when I got out here was... at 6th and Commonwealth, which I don't know technically what neighborhood that would be called now.
No idea what that
is. There was a Filipino restaurant.
Okay.
There, and I would, like, I was, you know.
When you first came out here from Nashville, Tennessee?
After school. Yeah.
And you go.
And so I'm working at a school, and across the street from the school is a Filipino place. And I'm, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, went to school in Nashville, not a lot of Filipino food.
Yeah. Or
so
Filipinos.
I'm very. Both. They tend to be grouped together.
Mind you, I grew up with Filipinos. Okay,
this is true. I mean, this is one of the things I loved about moving to LA. It's like, oh my God, all of these things that I've never seen or eaten or experienced or spoken to, and just people and cultures. It's one of the great things about LA.
Yes.
So I get there and I don't know what any of the things are. So I might as well I just point and be like, what about that? And they'd be like,
mm-hmm.
They kind of look at me like, yeah, you would like that. And they'd be like, that one. Like,
that's adobo.
That one's not for you.
Yeah.
That one over there. Yes, yes, yep. That one's not.
So lumpia, adobo, and that's it.
I don't know. I mean, but every once in a while, it'd be like.
The pancit.
Nope, that's not for you.
Yeah, I grew up in Carson, which is a big Filipino community, and then I was in the smart classes, all my friends. And I learned all the bad words. I learned how to gamble. I learned how to play pasoy dos, and then you hear all the different bad words. So when you're at your friend's house, and they're like, you hear the slang curse words for what they're calling you, and you're like, hey, Lola, which is the grandmother. I would answer back. I know enough phrases to get by, and then they would just like, oh, like the tall one knows.
He's a spy.
Yes, I'm like, oh, exactly.
Yeah, my friend, I have a friend of mine who's
Filipino parties. Come eat,
oh my
all
God.
The time.
Oh yeah,
they don't stop.
Yeah, so but like
with some San Miguel beer.
Ice cream?
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Get down. Look at you. Culturally diverse, Kamenetsky brother.
I will try anything food wise.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Coffee.
I don't like it. It's not that I've tried it. I don't like it. That's why I don't drink it.
Oh, man. All right. More food segments with Brian Kamenetsky, Bethel Duran, filling in for Sedano, and Cap. Cap is still on the beach. And now, Lindsay, which you started, the contaminated beach pictures are coming through.
Is there a vice president in case something happens to Clinton?
Yes. You got to have that. The vice president of the Handsome Men's community. We got to have a treasurer. We got to have a speaker. We got to have a majority whip.
I'm glad there's a line of succession.
I'm telling you, the community is all for you, man. And then those of you guys posting about the Cortezes, nah, mijo no es cholo. You can't be talking about those. Coming up more, Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Oh, snap. Little Devo. There you go.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It was an 80s cover band. I forget their name that I go watch. But they'll play some Devo. Get down. They play in Hermosa a lot. You probably know who they are. I'm talking about.
Oh, hey, Taylor. Lindsay.
Oh, what you got?
For the conversation we were having during a couple breaks ago, my wife says, Lindsay is a smart and savvy shopper. I like her and respect the hustle.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I am a smart and savvy shopper when it comes to all aspects, but furniture is one of them for sure.
Your wife is super nice. Last time I saw her, I was drinking Jack Daniels at the X Games in Aspen. It's like 2008.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you were there working as an editor.
We are going way back. That was a sweet gig.
That was an awesome
that
gig.
That might be the best gig. I did like 6 years of or 5 years of
did
Winter
you?
X Games in Aspen.
That was
we're
the
like,
best.
Oh, I got to go take a couple runs because like my interview is at the top of the mountain. So
yeah.
Here we go. And like the food is good and like, oh, my God. Oh,
yeah.
I loved it. That was swag was great.
Yeah, the PR staff was great. Danny Chi and his crew.
Yeah.
It was awesome. The X Games. I remember meeting your.
Oh.
She was your girlfriend at the time. So
yeah, she was.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, she's cool.
And
super nice.
And I married her.
Hey, good for her. And you, but she's listening.
Better
so good for,
me.
For her.
Better yeah. for me.
Super nice. Bethel Duran. That's the voice of Brian Kamenetsky, part of the Locked On Lakers podcast. You can listen to them every single day, 5 days a week. They're putting out content for you, Laker fans. What have we been doing today? Kind of doing our best, Sedano and Cap. No, actually, no arguing today. There's no Sedano sigh.
There's sigh. And it's because there's nobody suggesting doing anything really dumb. Although I have to say, when I come in here, I encourage Cap, and I think it's why he likes me. Whenever he has any sort of harebrained scheme or something, I always encourage him to go do it. I think you should do that. I think that whatever the is like, I think that is the right decision.
If there's schemes, I'm all for it. It's just some of his takes are like,
No, I get it. I understand why Sedano sighs.
Oh yeah, the best part is that there's so many like burner accounts. You know, Sedano sigh being one of them out there, and then the community always gets involved, and you know, we start talking about the shoes, and the show goes off the rails a lot.
Yes, that's what's fun.
Lindsay does a great job of producing the show. Of giving you a layout and topics and, you know, birthdays and stuff that's going on and sound and everything else. And next thing you know, we're talking about old man shoes and what's neurotic and the community goes back and forth. You saw the shoes. Now they're talking about the Nike Cortezes.
Uh-huh.
I showed you the shoe, right? You're like, I got some kind of like that.
Oh.
Whoa.
He just sent a picture. I'm like, eh, there are.
I got a pair of shoes. She was like, eh.
They look kind of
these
like the Cortez.
No, they're Cortez-like.
Okay, yeah. So the Nike like Cortez
that's what made me think of them.
So people are like, oh, you can wear that. You know the Nike Cortez shoe is kind of outlawed in the Mexican family, right?
I do now.
Why?
So kids growing up, those were the shoes that the gangsters were wearing.
Mm. Oh, okay.
So your mom is like, no, mijo no es cholo. My son's not a gangster. So no, there's no way in heck you're going to wear them. But they became.
Like, I just bought myself a pair of those.
Oh, no, I got those.
Yeah.
I got the same pair. Those aren't Cortezes. Those
no,
were
but
the,
they're sort of
no, they
in, that,
kinda look
in
like
the
them.
Neighborhood.
Yeah, they,
yeah,
they
no, it kind
are.
Of
they
is.
They got like a little nylon on it.
Yeah. But no, the Cortezes are the ones legit that the cholos are wearing. My neighbors are still wearing them. And those have They've never changed the style. They're still there. They're either black or they're white, but they became cool the last couple of years because the hip-hop scene again, and it started getting creative. And now you can even buy a pair that has like the Dodger logo on it or say Los Angeles on it. So it's more acceptable. Everybody's kind of wearing it. But somebody sent us a funny tweet that said, George on Seinfeld wears Cortezes. He's a neurotic cholo. Like, that's a great line, and I never realized that. They're comfortable shoes, and they're cheaper shoes, and you would get them at the swap meet or the indoor.
I wear them now.
Yeah, so they're a hip. You can wear them right now it's not just the gangsters wearing them.
Can I admit to being a little disappointed that Lindsay didn't like my shoe choice more?
They're all right.
I like those shoes. I got those pair.
They're all right. I just thought they were going to be like some fire, like... Burr, 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 burr,
nah, he's not getting fire shoes. There's no... Bah, 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 bah. The trumpet thing coming out for him, man.
They're not bad. They're all right.
No, they're fine.
They're all right.
Yeah.
They're not... Yeah, but you know, I was thinking like they're going to be like...
No, nah, those are the waffle shoes. They're just back in shape.
They're comfortable. They're super. We were talking about super comfortable shoes.
Yeah, they're super comfortable.
But that aren't like old man. Those are not old man shoes.
No, those are retro.
They're retro. They're retro. Not old man.
Nah, they're not old man. But yeah, so that's what you can do. So that's the conversations that keep going back and forth. Whatever it is you want to do, just have fun with it. So, did you have fun today?
I did.
Yeah, different, right?
Yeah, this is good. This is my favorite show because it's like aggressively, like, don't have to talk about sports. And I don't object to sports when there's stuff happening, but like Lakers, I mean, there's not a lot going on right now. We all know what's going on.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, the Dodgers are, you know, I understand it's a big series against the Mets, but they're 9 billion games up.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody's healthy, they're the best team in the National League. If everybody's not healthy, we'll see. But I can't, like,
break it down.
My Dodgers analysis now is like, do they have a pretty intact pitching staff?
Good.
Then I think they're better.
Good. Like when stuff happens, we'll break it down when you need to.
Can you tell me which relievers are going to be available? Like,
Henry just came in, man.
Right. I don't need every starter if we have most of the relievers.
Freddie Freeman, another double. There
it is. Like, that lineup is insane.
Yep. Nick Simmons sends this tweet. Speaking of shoe choices, Nike Cortez almost as bad as a pair of black Nike Air Force Ones.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Those are either like,
I'm going to hurt you with those.
Those are like dangerous shoes, or those are also very famous in the service industry, like food worker.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, because I remember when I was a waitress and you always had to have like black shoes at every place.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I tried to be cool, you know, but there's like really no cool all black shoes.
No, the black shoes, like, you can go down a rabbit hole on TikTok of fights, like at a warehouse, or guys who just don't care about life, and they're, I'm telling you, just put black Air Force
According
ones.
To you, they're all wearing Travis Matthew.
No. No, the Travis Matthew guy is going to get beat up for stepping up to a guy with black Air Force Ones. Like, I was having this conversation with Clinton the other day. He's like, black Air Force Ones means you will not back down from anybody.
It's like this, it's like bright, colorful animals in nature. Like, they're all poisonous and can get, like, stay away. Do not eat me.
Yeah.
Like, that's the...
The gecko, like, those little horned frogs, the bullfrogs, right?
For humans, it's black Air Force Ones.
Go the other way.
All right.
The guy's wearing black Air Force Ones, go the other way. He that's the, don't start none, won't be none. He started
okay,
something.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Let me educate.
Would that work for me? Like, if I found myself in places where, like, I needed to make sure that I wasn't an easy mark. Which is many places.
You think just strapping on a pair of black Air Force Ones is going to cure all your ills?
Could I put on the Air Force Ones that are black?
And like, don't F with it.
Or would I be like one of those, like, to spring up the animals again? There's also the little bugs or frogs or whatever that have the colors but aren't actually poisonous.
Isn't this,
or
this is a
whatever.
Movie, right? Will Ferrell and a...
Mark Wahlberg?
No. Kevin Hart. Didn't they have a movie like that?
Brian finds himself on the wrong side of the tracks, but he has a pair of black Air Force Ones. Yeah. Does he get out alive?
Jean shorts. You got jean shorts?
I do not have jean
shorts. Jorts? Good. Thank God you don't. Thank
Absolutely
you.
Not.
Jorts,
absolutely
not. Five stars.
Jorts and,
absolutely
and black
not.
Air Force Ones, you're good.
I would think the jorts undo...
I feel like they do.
Nah, those are the I don't care.
That's clearly true. Yeah. But I think that sends, like, for me at least, that sends a message, the wrong kind of I don't care.
Now all you need is a wallet with a chain.
I'd rather
get
my butt kicked than wear the
shoes.
If you
got the black Air Force Ones, you're not getting beat up, man. You're good.
Do you think the shoes would protect me?
As long as you don't wear the J. Crew shirt, you'd be all right.
I can't afford J. Crew.
Come on.
It's not, I mean, like, yeah.
Where do you shop?
Kind of all over. I don't shop anywhere anymore because I work mostly from home.
Okay.
And it's like every time I want to go buy something, I say, where am I going to wear that? And I like we were talking before, kids, they ruin everything. So I don't want to spend too much.
Kids ruin everything, bro.
That's true of...
Yeah.
That's just...
But they're cool. Once they can start driving, then they can drive you around. They pick you up at the bar wherever you want to go. Brian Kamenetsky, thanks for working with me
this
today.
Fun.
It was fun. Lindsay Taylor, thank you guys so much. Coming up, Angels baseball. Beth Duran, fill it in for Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN.